Haiti has had an election, one characterized both by massive fraud and by massive popular protests against the fraud. Conceding to the protests, the Haitian rich elite have acknowledged René Préval to be the people's choice for president. But the foreign occupation of Haiti, supported by Canada, has not ended, nor has the popular resistance to it. While the corporate media have turned off their cameras, important struggles continue. Patrick A. Lee, a minister in the government of Jean-Bertrand Aristide from 1990 to 1995, joins us this morning to examine what lies ahead. Patrick is in Vancouver as part of his Canada-wide speaking tour. This afternoon, he will address the anti-war rally, 1 p.m., at the Vancouver Art Gallery. Good morning, Patrick, and a warm welcome to Vancouver Co-op Radio.
Good morning, and thank you for inviting me.
20 years ago, the Haitian people overthrew the foreign-backed Duvalier dictatorship. The Lavalis movement has been a center of the fight for democracy ever since. But the Haitian rich and foreign governments continue to work to sabotage the democratic will of the Haitian people. How do you, as a Lavalis activist, evaluate the past 20 years?
Well, the past 20 years have been one of constant clash between a people, a majority of which are poor, people who are stating very strongly their will to have a democratic system, a system where, you know, the terrible gap between rich and poor will be reduced, a system where social justice will prevail. And the Haitian people have shown both their resolve and the peaceful character of their quest, but the instability has come directly from the involvement, the stubbornness of the rich minority, and also the constant interference of foreign powers. The first time it was the U.S., but the last time, and I mean starting in 2003 and continuing until now, it was a triumvirate composed of the U.S., France, and Canada. But, you know, what we have learned over these years is that the resolve of the Haitian people is such that they cannot really be stopped in their quest for democracy. Depending on how the elite and the foreign powers react to that latest victory of the Haitian people, they can make us suffer, but they cannot stop these people.
Lavalis is not a movement. It's not a political party. Do you think it would be desirable for it to be a party?
I think that the exact form that the people will give to their political organization remains to be seen. Obviously, in Haiti, we will not develop the kind of party that we've seen in countries like France or Canada. We will have to develop something that is more akin, more in tune with our history and our culture. But definitely, I think we must move a step forward, that is, go from that large movement, but a bit unstructured. We need to form a new political leadership from this grassroots movement. And I think this is the challenge for the coming 5 years. It is a tall order, but really it's indispensable, and I think we can succeed.
What sort of program would you advocate for a Lavalis party?
First of all, it is a program where, at the minimum, every kid should be able to go to school. I think also definitely that laws must be adopted for a better distribution of national wealth. It is intolerable that 5% of the population should control 60% of the collective wealth, and the top 1%, 50% of it, while 80% of Haitians live in poverty or in extreme poverty. These are numbers no society can live with, and we've reached a breaking point. So there is a lot to be done in that direction, but we do have a number of assets, amongst which this extraordinary resolve of the Haitian people, their creativity, their very high level of political consciousness, and also we must add to that the vast reserve of our diaspora, which, as you know, numbers to about 2 million. And also, I must say, we will develop a people-to-people diplomacy, which will allow us to count on our friends in countries in the region and countries like Canada and the U.S.
Lavalle's supporters were instrumental in the victory of René Préval, even though he ran under a banner of a newly formed different grouping. Would you join a government headed by the new president, René Préval?
No, I will not. Not because I do not agree with the government, but because I think that we must work to strengthen the grassroots movement. You know, government is one thing, but if there does not exist organization to ensure a democracy that is not simply representative but also participative, you know, then we stand no chance of really winning this struggle. So I will stay out and keep pushing in, if you want.
People's movements in many Latin American countries are gaining strength and bringing new governments to power. Does this have an impact in Haiti?
I believe so, if only indirectly at the moment. But now what we must do is establish stronger links to these countries of the region and also start learning from each other. It's good that you should point out to the change in the region, and you will note that in countries like Venezuela and Bolivia, this change did not come through the traditional political parties, but more from a vast and profound social movement. So in that sense, it resembles a lot what has been going on in Haiti since 1986. So, you know, we have experience that we can share with these brothers and sisters, and they also can teach us a few things that we haven't experienced yet.
What can you tell us about the attitudes of young Haitians when they see the persistent foreign intervention and this repression?
Well, it is a reaction of anger, you know, because they've been frustrated so much, even though they themselves respected the rule of the democratic game. Anger, but also resolve. These people that you saw in the street voting first with the ballot, and then a week later, when they were trying to steal their vote, voting again with their feet, they are young people. You know, the majority of them are less than 25, 28 years old. So in that sense, people who tend to despair of the Haitian youth, they are maybe talking about the youth in the upper class and the youth in the upper middle class. But truly, the youth in the masses have an extraordinary courage and determination.
What comment do you have for the Canadian government, which hosted the foreign-imposed Prime Minister of Haiti, Gerard Latrotou, but welcomed you to Canada with interrogation and harassment?
Well, of course, my personal problems, you know, it's an annoyance for me, a nuisance, really, but it pales in comparison to the harm this latest Canadian policy in Haiti has caused to the Haitian people and to the image of Canada, both in Haiti and in the region, particularly in the West Indies. We call upon the Canadian government to quit trying to impose a regime upon the Haitian people. It's obvious that it will not work. So the message is the same as the message to the Haitian elite. You know, there is a new reality in Haiti. It is best to adapt to it and see how one can work with the Haitian people and the leadership it has chosen, rather than again try to hamper the progress of Haiti, because, as I said in the beginning, it will be in vain. It will only hurt the Haitian people and Canada's image.
Well, thank you for taking the time to speak with me, Patrick.
Thank you very much for the opportunity.
I've been speaking with Patrick Ailey. He was a minister in the first Aristide government of 1990 to 1995, and he continues to be a political activist in Haiti. Patrick will speak today at 1 p.m. at the Vancouver Art Gallery at the anti-war rally organized by the StopWar.ca coalition. Patrick is in BC as part of his cross-Canada speaking tour, demanding an end to foreign occupation of Haiti. For more information, check the website canadahaitiaction.ca.